My name is Father Liam Slattery. I'm the parish priest of St Mary's in Swindon and the national coordinator for the National Clergy Golf Tournament, which this year takes place in Birmingham on the 9th, the 10th and the 11th of September. The National Clergy Golf event has now been running for over 40 years, and it brings together priests from various dioceses within England, Scotland and Wales for a three-day golf event. This year, some 74 priests will be taking place, mainly from dioceses within England and in Scotland, including from our own diocese, Father David Ryan in Stroud, Father Tom Gunning in Bath, and Canon Michael English, who has just retired from active ministry within the priesthood. It is a three-day event, with the main tournament being the team prize, which on the first day brings scores from the greensomes event, singles on the Wednesday, and then the four-ball better ball on the Thursday. We use a halls of residence at Birmingham City University for our accommodation, which is great because it gives us an opportunity once a year to come together as priests, not just to play golf, but to socialise and to draw strength from one another's friendship. The event can be very, very competitive. Priests can be very competitive when they get on the golf course. There is always a great desire for one diocese to try to be stronger than the other. Our current defending champions are Team Scotland, which is made up of priests from a number of dioceses within Scotland who have amalgamated together. But looking at the team sheet for this coming year, it looks as if Westminster could be posing quite a big threat to their dominance. Clifton will be hoping to do well. We are short in numbers, only having four on the team, when some other dioceses can have up to 10. But we do have quality on our side, and we hope that quality will win through at the end. On the Wednesday evening, each year, we have a mass when we remember former members of the National Clergy Golf event who have gone to their eternal reward. Their names are always called out during the mass, and this year the number has risen to about 160. And it is quite moving when you hear the names of priests from various dioceses and indeed a number of bishops who have taken part in this event over the years. And as we remember them, not just their prowess on the golfing course, but also their friendship and also their active ministry within the priesthood. We are always looking for sponsors. We have some major sponsors from the Catholic Association of Clubs who do support us every year. But we are always in need of sponsors in order to enable this event to continue to go. It has a long history. It has a long heritage. And we would like that to continue in the foreseeable future. We always need to look for more clergy to come along and take part. We are an aging group of priests. They used to be part of the whole event, a special prize for veterans. We're dropping that this year because the majority of the golfers taking place are over 50 years of age, which is the age at which you qualify to be a veteran. As one of the younger priests, I was thinking of bringing in a non-veterans prize for those few of us who are still waiting to reach that honourable age of 50. We are hoping to get some decent weather this coming week. The forecast isn't great. People think that because we're clergy playing golf, we should have God on our side, giving us the weather that we need. But I think sometimes he gives us the rain and the wind in order to test our resolution and our faithfulness to the event. But at the end of, when we get to the prize giving and the final dinner on Thursday evening, the great thing that will be there is a sense of gratitude for having been together again for another 3 days. For the company that we've had, for the games that have been played. And then we look forward to next year's event, which will be taking place in Nottingham. And then the year after, we are due to be in Leeds. Those are the three venues that we use each year. So we're looking forward to a good day on the golf course over the coming 3 days.